This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I got something I got to get off my chest about a sport you probably don't care about, but it's going to happen.
And there's another sport you probably don't care about, cosmic bowling, the day it died for Anthony Lima.
I promise you're going to care about all these things that we say you're not going to care about. On the emerging podcast scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Are we too hot there? It looks like the level's high. Okay, we're good? Okay.
We are ready to roll.
What's going on? Can I tell you something?
Go ahead.
I don't know how many clicks this podcast is going to get. So if you got something that people in Cleveland are right off the top of your head are going to be interested in, please let me know. Because I got something to get off my chest.
Go ahead. Get it off.
It does not pertain to Cleveland sports. And I don't know how interested people are going to be.
Is this the Peorian Cup making his triumphant return?
No. Let everybody say something so people can, because I don't want to turn people away, because I'm thinking it's going to turn people away, because it's a very niche thing. Niche.
Okay.
It's a niche thing. You got something
Three
over
of
there?
The greatest soccer goals I ever saw in high school history.
That was, well, I don't really watch soccer in high school. It was.
I go every night to every stadium.
I went
stadium.
To girls soccer when I was in high school.
It's better
of
than
the girl
boys.
I was with.
I've stood by that. That's why we support them more on Team USA. They also win more. But
that's true.
I enjoy it more. The Avon boys, absolutely amazing kick to go to state final. The Bay girls, absolutely amazing kick to go to the state final. You got to go look that one up as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bay boys had a penalty kick, I believe, that sent them to the state final. It was all so Bay sending boys and girls, Avon sending boys to state finals.
That's tough
it. That's
do.
My thing. Off my
that's
chest.
Tough to do.
Yeah,
what's
I pretty,
your thing?
I pretty much come to grips, Owen, with the fact that my kids, it'll be impossible for them to be good enough at soccer, considering we didn't play soccer in the community that we are living in.
Oh,
so there's just no way.
If you start them right, their mother's a marathon runner. That's part of the deal. Soccer is a marathon, not
so
a sprint.
I'm so agitated that you're going to have athletic children.
I don't know that that's the
yes,
case.
Yes, you are. You lying
I don't know that that's the case
potatoes.
At all.
You were a pretty good basketball player back in the day.
Yeah, not in high school.
But. Yeah, but you were still like, you know, you were decently enough. And the mom's athletic, so you're going to be great.
We'll see about that.
Why do we see about that? I didn't realize on my wife's side there is no athleticism at all. They don't play sports. They never did play sports.
I can't jump,
nobody,
and I'm not fast.
Nobody through the family plays sports. Like, not even the cousins. Like, there's no cousin like, oh, yeah, they played at Canfield High School. No, they did not. There's nothing there. They didn't play sports. And I'm going, oh, my God. My father-in-law didn't. No, nothing. Nothing. And when you watch my sons, you can tell. Which is weird because I don't. How was I? When I was a kid, I was good at sports. Then I got to high school and everybody, like, because I was a year behind and everybody grew up faster than me and they were better and I just, you know, was not good. How was my dad? Didn't my dad play like Little League baseball? Like, that was it. I don't know why. Why was I? My mom was a bowler. My dad was a bowler.
My parents bowled.
Okay, but that doesn't, like, as far as, like, all the other stuff, I mean, it counts for bowling, but it doesn't, well, no, because I wasn't a good bowler. I'm not a good bowler. What the hell? Maybe it's just, who knows, maybe it's just dumb luck. I always thought that there's going to be something in there, but it's like, maybe it's just dumb luck.
By the way, is that still happening when I was young? I know we've kind of touched on this before, that, I mean, it was like twice a week. I was at a bowling alley. There was no babysitting, so I was at the bowling alley while my parents were drinking and doing God knows what and bowling. And that was twice a week, and I made friends with complete strangers at bowling alleys and arcades. Is that still happening today in 2025? Is that still going on?
No. Well, no, they've made them into family entertainment centers.
And everybody was smoking cigarettes.
They're not smoking cigarettes in there anymore. They made them into family entertainment centers. There's a place in Boardman, I want to say it's Camelot Lanes, but I don't think I'm right about that. That was the last bowling alley I was in. Well, there's Yorktown.
What makes it a family entertainment center over a bowling alley? Because we got Spivak's in Avon Lake, and that is still just some lanes. And
That's awesome.
It's got a bar and a couple arcade games.
No, there's it's like an old bowling alley had, you know, you would have your arcade games, and there might be a little room for the arcade games, but no, like they were like up against the back wall to keep the kids occupied while the parents.
These are by the front door to make sure that nobody vandalizes.
There you go. And then there was there's a bar, the best bowling alley. Growing up in bowling alleys, the best bar is where you can see the lanes from the bar, and it's not cut away from the bar. As much as I love Yorktown, I feel like I'm a little bit far away from the lanes when I'm in that bar.
Yeah, you need to be in the action.
But I'd like to be in the action of it. But hey, you know, it's still a very nice bar, and I love Yorktown lanes.
A best bowling alley / bar. It has a separate service window just for the bar.
Well, see, they have
that. So that you don't take off your shoes.
Okay, they have that, though. So that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's ours has that as well. You can look out from the doors, and then it has a window, and it's a great time.
But, like, the best bars I remember.
You still get, like, a $2 beer there.
There was College Bowl in Canton, and now I think it's like an antique store. And you would just sit at the bar, and I'd be like drinking a pop and turn around, and my grandma was bowling. And I remember they had those wrought iron. I told you this before. I think on this podcast, I got my head stuck in the wrought iron.
Yeah.
Of those little like hand rails that they had in the rail.
Did they use butter to get you out?
No, I think they were like, they squeezed or they pulled them out, and I was able to get up, but they were hard as hell. I remember that. But, like, the best bars, you could just turn around and, like, there's the lanes. Like, there they are. And, like, there's, like, almost like the one in the Big Lebowski.
Now, Owen, if you're stuck, they give you a GLP-1 shot.
Okay. Well, there you go. But the other ones, like, the Family Fun Centers, they got, like, laser tag and stuff in there. And there's not just bowling. There's all the other stuff. And, like, the bowling is kind of taken out of it. And I hope it's making a comeback because I think in the Midwest, bowling should be, like, a thing. I don't know if you get it as much in other parts of the country, but bowling's meant to be in the Midwest. There's long.
Do they have a
winters.
High school bowling team in Streetsboro? Do you know?
I think they do. Yes,
I think they do. We might have been club, and now we have one. I'm not sure.
We
I
have think they one, do. And I don't know if they're all club. Like if it works, like because like rugby is a thing too, and here, but it's like club technically. But we have one now, and I see him. The guy that does it, he's in the community, and he is on every page. Like, hey. If your kids ever wanted to be a part of a team, but they just don't have it, you know, running and all that other stuff, like come bowl. And they take your tired and weak and huddled masses, right? And they compete every year. They're always in Columbus at like the state whatever the end of the year is called for them, the final four or whatever.
So I enjoy, I just love old bowling alleys, and it's just, people like nostalgia.
Yeah.
So I like an old bowling alley, and I went to this, I remember my buddy Brett, and I don't even think we bowled. Our wives were shopping, I think it was like last Christmas season, or it was probably 2 years ago, actually. And we were just like, just drop us off at the bar. And they're like, which bar? And I'm like, I know what bar I want to go to. And I took my buddy Brett, loved it. And we just sat at the bar and drank while they were out. We were there for like 2.5 hours. By the time my wife came back to pick us up, we were loaded. And we just sat there and watched people bowl. And they were getting ready to do the cosmic bowling. I'm like, this ain't my scene anymore. Like, we got out of there. But it was great because you could just sit there and watch bowling from the bar. And seeing people bowl and hearing the strikes, and it just took me back to the old days, just watching my parents. I remember College Bowl had like a little, like a kids' room, nursery thing, whatever it was. I used to play with toys there while they bowled a little bit. And then I'd get bored, and I'd want to go watch them bowl. And I learned how to keep score. My parents, they both worked at bowling alleys. I told you that. My mom was a bartender at a bowling alley years ago. And it became Nancy O's Bowl, and it can't be there anymore. I think it was Holiday Bowl before that. And then there was El Dorado Lanes, Embassy Lanes. El Dorado Lanes was right by, El Dorado was awesome. It was right by Route 30. Nobody cares about what I'm saying right now, but I don't give a bleep. And you could see if I'm not mistaken, you could see the ball rolling to you at El Dorado Lanes.
Oh, we had the Palisades.
Okay.
Both in Wycliffe and in Euclid.
There was
and
two
in Menor.
Palisades?
No, there were like three.
Three Palisades.
Palisades had ruled the roost in the Northeast Ohio bowling scene.
Oh, I did
scene.
Not know that.
I don't know if the one in Bay Village is still open.
Bay Lanes?
Yeah.
It just closed. It's going to be Golf Simulator.
Oh, that sucks because my kids went there on a field trip.
Yeah, I know.
And it was... It was still hand operated, so there were guys in the back like loading the pins, and they rolled the ball to you like it came. Wow. It went down the little thing like you're at the carnival or whatever. It was pretty sweet.
I can't believe I missed out on that. One quick thought.
Yeah, go ahead
about the cosmic bowling. So I think this was right before we started drinking at a very young age.
Of course,
we were doing the cosmic bowling thing like 8 straight weeks. We would drive to Menor. There was music. They would play the music videos like Ja Rule. I remember vividly Ashanti. Like they were playing these music videos, and we would go in there and just have so much fun. I think this was maybe our sophomore year because somebody had a driver's license. Actually, I had a driver's license very early on in my grade, and we would go there. Mm-hmm. We would bowl. It was all you could bowl for really as long as you wanted. It felt like an eternity. And we got good. Like, we were just doing it so much that we got really good at it. And there were girls there, so we were, like, flirting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With girls, talking to people,
yeah,
being clowns, just being stupid. You figure out every trick shot when it's all you can bowl. You do every trick shot you could possibly throw, and you figure out like what's your trick shot, and you get good at it. Like, we were putting up good scores. Like, I had 200 games. I had like a 240 once. And so you bowled every day. There's no way you can't get good at it.
True.
If you're doing it at that repetition. With all that said, I'll never forget. The neighbors had a party on a Saturday night, which was the Cosmic Bowling night. And I went to that party instead of going to Cosmic Bowling. And I was hanging out with the older kids. And after I had that experience, the Cosmic Bowling died for me. And my friends were like, why won't you come to the... Why are you too good for the Cosmic Bowling? And I'm like, yeah, because I got a taste of what the rest of my high school is going to be about. And it's going to be chasing different things than what I was chasing at the Cosmic Bowling. And it was seriously, you could see the loss of innocence.
Yeah.
I was like, I will never be Cosmic Bowling again on a Saturday night. I have different aspirations and dreams. Had to be 16, right? I had to be...
I don't know if I'm allowed to tell this story, but I'm going to. And then I'm going to get into what I wanted.
The day the Cosmic Bowling died for Anthony Lynn.
That's the day you lost your innocence. Mm-hmm. And the day you wanted to... I was probably 14? Yeah, and we went over... I'm not going to say her name. And we went over to this girl's house, me and another kid in the neighborhood. And I had a moped. And the girl wanted to ride the moped. And she rode on the moped, and then I remember we were all hanging out, and then one thing led to another, and she ended up showing us something, or some things I should say, I remember we were sitting on her air conditioner outside, and she showed us, and we were 14, and ever since then it's been. Seeing more of that. That's all my life has been ever since then.
That was the end of Cosmic Bowling.
14 years
for Ken.
Old. That was the end of any Cosmic Bowling, the end of any silly games, pin the tail on the donkey. That's it. We're done. I want to see more of that. Show me more of that. Where can we get more of that? Now that I'm a married man, video games are back.
Hey.
Yeah. Video NCAA Football 12 is back. You know,
see if you can play Donovan Mitchell.
It's like, you're 39 years old and you got three kids. And it's like,
You regress.
Yeah, you go backwards. Yeah, you kind of go back to the old days. So, yeah, there you go. All right, let me get this off my chest here. And I'm glad we talked about other things. I think that's probably going to be a lot more interesting. And you know what? We're still friends to this day. Wonderful, wonderful person. Wonderful family she has. Good people. Very good people. And she has joked about that before with other people. I think she said that in college to one of my girlfriends that she met. Was that, you know, Kenny, the first that he ever saw. I'm like, you don't need to say that. You don't need to tell people that. That's okay. But she was proud. I have a problem. See, now I'm losing my passion for it because I wanted to get off my chest. I'm mad. I'm mad at the direction NASCAR is going. I'm mad at what's become. I'm mad because finally I think everybody is ready to finally unload on it. We do not need the greatest NASCAR race ever in the history of NASCAR has always been known as the 1992 Hooters 500 at Atlanta because you had four possible people who could win a championship that afternoon and they were all racing for the championship. And when they started this stupid playoff stuff with NASCAR, when they started it, it was always trying to capture that day. The best thing about that day is that it happened naturally. It came down to it. That was the beauty in NASCAR. That was some of the beauty and boredom in NASCAR. When my dad had to explain to me, like, Dale Earnhardt won the championship one year with two races left to go. And I'm like, why is he celebrating? They have two more races. He's like, well, Kenny, he's mathematically ahead.
Yeah.
And so he didn't have to go to the last two races he had already won. But it's like, well, you go. You have sponsors and you're a racer. You go
and you risk your life.
Yeah, you're a driver. You go. Okay. Don't be an ass.
I mean, every time you get in that car.
Okay, every time you get in your car.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to risk my life on the way home.
Okay. So that was part of what makes racing racing and what made racing pure. And the problem I think that goes on, it's getting so stupid. And I've gotten to the point where, I mean, it's hard enough to keep me as a fan as it is. It really is. You're finally going to add in more horsepower to short tracks. Okay, great. But you took it away in the first place. You're supposed to be doing cost-cutting things. The cars are more expensive. The equipment's more expensive than ever. The stuff that NASCAR's done where they basically have tried to monopolize every piece, every part, every track, everything, so they're the ones that make the money. While you have – I mean, guys used to make a lot of money racing. You can't do it anymore. It's almost a loss leader. Excuse me. It is a loss leader for people in their other companies. You don't make money anymore. You don't. The best don't. Like, you're breaking even. And that's a good year. And I'm sure there's ways where maybe they finagle it and I'm wrong, but it's just ridiculous. And watching on Sunday and seeing things come away from it and Denny Hamlin, who, guys, I'm not a big Denny Hamlin fan, and I'm going to try to be short about this. I know I'm boring the pants off of everybody. I'm not a big Denny Hamlin fan at all, but it was fishy to me that things go awry when a guy who's suing NASCAR because he doesn't want to get in on this charter system because he doesn't want to lose his ass as an owner because he's a partial owner with Michael Jordan, all of a sudden he ain't winning the race or he's not going to win the championship because I just felt some silly things are happening when I saw the race. And it's the first time I've ever went back and watched a race, I can't remember when, in the fall, because I'm a football guy. And even when I was a little kid, like when Dale Earnhardt won his last championship, I want to say in 1994. All right, I was 8 years old. Ever since then, like I was watching in 2000 when he was in second place, hoping that he could probably come around and maybe get Bobby Labonte. But ever since then, like, no. I really haven't watched a lot of fall because I'm a football guy. And so I was watching football or the end of the Indian season or whatever. Like, it's very hard for me to do. And because of that, I think there's so many people who do that in America where they're like, hey, I like cars and I like racing, but hey, football's football and it's a long season. I mean, good God, you're running 36 races for crying out loud. That's the bulk of the year. They're going to be back racing in a month and a half or 2 months as it is anyway. The rest of 2.5 months anyway, so it's the shortest off season you get. And just
middle of February?
Like, pro wrestling is pro wrestling, and pro wrestling is great, but leave pro wrestling as pro wrestling. Don't do stupid stuff and introduce it to it.
What turned you into Conspiracy Ken when it came to this?
Oh, just because I felt that there was some... I just felt that there were some improprieties and some people slowing them down, and then all of a sudden there's an issue, and there's
they throw
there's
turtle shells out there. What did they do?
No, if we're gonna make a joke, let me get it off my chest.
Go
and
ahead.
I'll say
I'm asking.
It. You don't need to ask the questions. I'm just gonna say it. I'll get it off my chest. Is that I'm mad because of what I've seen, what NASCAR has become, and I can't stand the playoffs. I hate it. I wish they'd go back. They're not gonna go back because they sell this as a TV package to their companies. So they're never, ever, ever gonna go back. So I just have to. All I can do is sit here and complain to you at the end of it. And finally, we had an example where this is terrible, where there's been such a gross injustice, where you had a guy who's won a bunch of races, he's been 20 years of trying to win a championship, and then the best car of the day didn't win, and the guy who comes out of his car and says, we didn't have a great race, we didn't have the best car, ends up winning the championship, because he finishes how he finishes, and that's the guy, these are the final guys that are left, and Kyle Larson ends up winning. And good for Kyle Larson, I don't care, but damn it, I'm not even a Denny Hamlin fan. It's not about Denny Hamlin. It's not even about unfairness. It's not about the unfairness of fate. It's just what has happened to NASCAR over the last 20-something years that has bothered me to my core, and it's culminated here over the last weekend. There you go. That's it. And that's why you lose fans hand over fist, because you do silly stuff like that. I mean, good God, there is a passion for professional sports here in America. There is still passion for it in 2025. It's the only thing that keeps networks going is live sports. They're all buying into live sports because they know it's what works. And you had baseball have how many millions of people that everybody said was dying 3 years ago? Baseball's dying. Baseball's dying. Baseball's dying. And you had how many people watch that sport? And how many people watch the World Series? The World Series. And you can tell that there's definitely people who like to see cars go fast, and you've done everything you can to mess it up. And I just, and I even get annoyed when people go, well, if Dale was still alive, none of this would happen. You know, that's a sad ass observation. That is a sad ass observation to what has gone on with NASCAR over the last 20 years. Because he was the last guy who could pick up a phone. He was the last guy who could pick up a phone and get something done.
So he's the Jack Nicklaus of the operation.
Yeah, that's maybe the best example ever. Like, people used to bitch and moan because Dale Earnhardt Sr. could call Bill France Jr. and if something was wrong, he'd get it fixed. You basically had to go through Dale Earnhardt because he knew it was his cash cow. But you know what? It never, and there will always be, like, guys, yes, Jerry Jones has more of Roger Goodell's ear than a lot of other owners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's just the truth. And the Rooney family has more of Roger Goodell's ear than other ones. There is always going to be a balance, but there's always going to be some people who are a little bit more powerful. And it's not set up for them to just win it, because you always want to make sure you always take care of your most popular. You always want to take care of your best. You want to make sure that's done. And I don't think that that's happening right now. And I think it's ridiculous. And I see what's happening in the sport, and I can't stand what's happening in it. And I think you have good people here, and I don't even know where to begin. And I don't think any of you would care to hear my ideas on how to go about rebuilding.
Cloning Danica Patrick.
And that is the end of the pod for the day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.